graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is WWE Hall of Famer Mean Gene Okerlund, and you're listening to Suplex City Limits. Great show. Couple of all good pricks as far as I'm concerned. Please. Yeah. Truly.
Thank you for downloading episode 139 of Suplex City Limits for December 9th, 2017. Known by some as the man of 1,000 hoes, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious. And today I'm joined by my co-host on Pay-Per-View Take 2, former pro wrestling booker and savior of the episode, Jared. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I got to step in here because that damn lazy Canadian won't get out of bed. He says he's sick, but we both know he's just too high.
You're the fifth Beatle in this instance.
God damn it, I'm not even good enough to be Ringo Starr.
But yeah, Tyler is sick. He can't get out of bed. He's like dying of something. So this is what we're doing. It's going to be a little stripped down version of the show. That kind of stripped down. Put your pants back up.
Damn it. I'm always ready to strip down.
We won't have any of the fancy production, but I think we're going to have a good time.
I could do sound effects and stuff, you know? I'll just bust in with, like, She's My Cherry Pie once in a while for no reason.
Seems like City Limits, available for listening where a fine podcast are found. You can follow me on Twitter at the show Twitter, at Suplex City Limit. You can follow Jared.
At Jared Gebhardt. Just, you know, real bare bones there on Twitter. I don't really have a tag. I should have thought about that before I, you know, put my full name in my Twitter, but whatever.
Yeah, you could change it. I would change it.
Now, what are they going to do? Send hate mail? Like, are your 11 listeners going to yell at me?
He's working heel today. If you like the show and like to support it, you can buy t-shirts at Pro Wrestling Tees, or you can support us by donating on Patreon. As little as a dollar a month helps us out and get you a shout out on the show. Like our friends Casey, the Wrestling Suit Podcast, much love to Mish, Joey, and Draper over there, the Mizcast, infamous Chris Savage, Kickass Keith Martin, and Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz. This week on the Pod Smokinest Wrestling Pod on the Internet, the Podcast of the Immorals, we're going to fucking wing it.
We're just going for it. This is, you know, fuck it, we'll do it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. Let's talk, start it off as we always do with a little bit of news.
Make it news.
News music. What do you want to talk about in the news this week? There's
how about the WWE, despite having record low ratings and terrible attendance, having the largest market cap they've ever had? The fuck? Yeah. How does that work?
Oh, dude. And that's the people always think, you know, well, the attendance is down, they're going to change. Like, this is their best year ever. They're just phoning it in, so.
Yeah, Vince McMahon is worth $1.14 billion.
Yeah.
He is now a billionaire again.
Part of why they make it is off dudes like me who buy fucking, you know, Randy Savage pop figures and Rick Rude t-shirts. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's...
Yeah, and I think some of it also has to do with, like Meltzer was saying, just to, you know, steal his thing. Some of that is probably Vince McMahon bumping up his own stock because they're going up against, they're coming up to their negotiations with USA on whether or not they want to renew their contract. So if it looks like they're doing really, really well financially, it makes them better positioned to, you know, to go into negotiations.
And they're cutting costs. They don't, you know, no more pyro and... You know, which some people thought was, like, silly to be angry about, but, I mean, I feel like they're just pull out anything they can. You know, that if they were a sandwich shop, they'd just be like, well, we're not going to give you napkins anymore.
Yeah, it's, you know? It's so weird that Kane's fire is just on the Titantron now.
Like, yeah.
It takes away, like, from the old man already who is just a shell of what he used to be. Let's just give him an LED fire. God damn it, we can't afford real fire.
Exactly. I mean, like, a napkin isn't ne a necessity for my sandwich eating experience, but I'd like to have it. It would enhance the situation,
It's, you know, it's
you
part
know.
of the accoutrement, as they say. You know what it is, though? I think all of the pyro costs are going to Triple H's next WrestleMania entrance.
Yeah,
So,
that'll have pyro.
oh yeah, it'll be. I guarantee he's gonna just do something stupid. And I don't know. Who do you think he's facing? Kurt Angle. The news right now is it's gonna be Kurt Angle, and I'm like, ugh, no,
Yeah.
thank you.
Tanahashi was injured in the tag league.
No. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I don't know the extent of this, but he is off the rest of this, and the tag league tour ends in the 11th, so.
Yeah, it sounds like they're just trying to get him healthy enough to get to Wrestle Kingdom and drop the IWGP Intercontinental title, because
Yeah.
his biceps been tore for like a year, and it sounds like he has a torn meniscus in his knee.
Dude, he's has anyone worked like that long with that fucked of a shoulder? I mean, I'm sure plenty of people have, but not these days. I
No,
guess Japanese guys do.
yeah, just tape it. it's like when Sabu almost lost his arm in that barbed wire match with Terry Funk, and he just taped it closed.
Yeah, no shit, right?
It's just, whatever. Tanahashi's like, look, I can wrestle one armed. Let's do this. And that's just,
How do you feel about? Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead.
How do you feel about WWE having three 205 live house shows?
Could there be a worse decision than this?
January 19th, 20th, and 21st will be 205 live house shows. They'll be in one is in Rhode Island. They'll be in Lowell, Massachusetts, which is a very popular area for wrestling, and they'll also be in New York. So
I guess
I just don't know.
those are kind of hardcore. Well, at least New York's a hardcore wrestling town, so it's not going to work, though. It's just not.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be in much smaller places, obviously.
Obviously.
But it's just an experiment to see if they can do it. And I don't see it. I mean, if it came, if it was here, I'd probably go check it out because I like a lot of those guys. But if you're Joe WWE fan, or if your kid likes WWE, which that's a lot of their house show business, right? I mean, kids
Yeah.
who like it and want to go see fucking, Roman Reigns or whatever.
I want to go see John Cena.
Who's the big draw on this show? Who's the biggest draw, would you say?
Where they're gonna be, probably.
Enzo, I guess. I mean, it's
Yep, I was gonna
Enzo.
say Enzo, or I think isn't Swan from the New York area? Rich Swan?
I thought Swan was from California,
I
but
could be wrong.
Nice is from that area.
Yeah, I think they have a lot of Northeast guys, but just like 205 itself, they just either need to do away with it or figure out a way to fix it, because it's not working the way it is. And if it was me, I mean, you're already working with Evolve. Why not just put Gabe Sapolsky in charge of 205 Live and have it just be its own thing? Don't have him on Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah, it's or if you do, I mean, do it right. The one issue there's twofold to it. It's well, the stories on that show are awful, and even like compared to Raw and SmackDown, awful.
Yeah.
And then it's two, it's guys who can do crazy shit working big guy armbar matches.
Yeah, it's so weird. The thing that got the CWC over was the fact that it was just wrestling, and these guys went out and had great matches using their style, not the WWE style, and it was one of the highest rated things they've ever done on the network. It even made them go, hey, maybe we should turn this into a show. And they went, hey, you know everything that worked with the Cruiserweight Classic? Let's not do that at
I
all.
feel like I'm one of the intended audience viewers for this, right? I'm a host of
Yeah.
podcast. Watch. I watch fucking 15, 20 hours of wrestling a week, and I don't watch 205 Live because it sucks.
I don't either. And the thing is, that's who the market is, right? Like, the kids don't care. Like, unless one of these mass superstars takes off, like Rey Mysterio, kids don't care. Kids don't want to get. They don't care about work rate. But the hardcore wrestling fan that you're trying to cater to with a 205 Live Cruiserweight division, we're all checked out because it's no good. It's
Their
just.
best bet for that right now for a mask guy is Grand Metalik.
I keep
Dude
hearing. I keep
is
hearing about him,
over,
but.
kind of. On the last 205 tapings, the crowd was like super into him, and then when he lost to Kendrick, the crowd fucking booed. Not even like a usual, like
Yeah.
fuck this guy, but like a God damn it.
Yeah. Was it. They were in Staples Center, weren't they?
Not on Tuesday. On Tuesday they were in San
That's
Diego.
right. That's right. Yeah. Monday Raw was in Los Angeles. That was a hot crowd.
That was a hot
Monday.
crowd.
Yeah. And it was like. And man, that fucking Matt Hardy and not to jump ahead here, but Matt Wyatt and Bray Wyatt segment was over as fuck. I
Oh
thought
yeah.
for
Well,
sure the crowd would just forgotten about the broken gimmick, but nope. Not in Los Angeles.
half of it was over, but we'll get into that. James Storm is taking independent bookings and is rumored to be going to WWE. I would be surprised if they brought him back kind of after he did him how he did him last time, but
I guarantee he's coming back just to be a coach for the most part.
I mean, that's their fault for putting that guy on TV without having a contract, you know?
Yeah.
I forget who they put him over. They put him over one of their guys, too, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, the reason he left the first time was they just wanted him to be an NXT coach. They wanted him not to be on TV anymore, and he's like, no, I'm going to go take more money to, you know, work with TNA. And he got offered more money, and TNA paid him a bunch of money, and now he's back. But, I mean, at this point, at his age, can you do anything? And in the number of injuries he's had, can you really do anything with him?
I think you could. I think you could. I'm not even a big, like, James Storm guy. But I think if you had him doing the cowboy hat, ass kicker, what's his, you know, tough luck for you? What's his thing? I don't know.
Yeah, sorry about your damn luck.
Right. And he kicked ass and he came out drinking beer and, you know, I mean, if he's like a fucking Stone Cold Light, I could see that getting over face. He's old, but
yeah,
you get get a year or two out of him. Get him.
I guess Robert Roode's 38.
Robert Roode. I think James Storm's a guy you can bring in as a vet, put the belt on, and then have him put over your next big young guy as champ at some point.
Yeah, he'd be a good, you know what, you're right. I could just picture him with the United States title.
You know, or that, you know, if you went to the main. I was thinking even NXT, if you just put the NXT championship on him and then have, you know, Aleister Black or whoever, you know, beat him for it at some point.
At his age, it's got to be tough to keep him in NXT long enough for a title run, though. God, that's
saying that's all you do.
Oh, you just want him stuck in NXT? Not a bad idea.
You know, stick him in NXT for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Man, that sucks what happened to McIntyre. It just sucks.
Yeah, right. Because he was being called up.
Yeah, that's why they had him lose the title. He was about to go up and then tore his bicep. You know, it's like, fuck. Just tape it like Tanahashi.
Yeah. There's talk of Sheamus retirement, perhaps, impending due to ongoing neck issues.
Yeah, that spinal stenosis, the same thing that took Edge's career.
Yeah.
And done in, I think it also did in Stone Cold. It's just
obviously.
Yeah, it's just if anybody doesn't know what spinal stenosis is, it basically your spine just starts to contract and get smaller and smaller in the neck, and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
Yeah,
nothing. Like they could put a metal rod in it, and that's what Edge is going to have done eventually. But
fuck that shit. Sheamus, the guy, you know, obviously you don't want anyone to retire out of injury, but God, I just never, even for half a second, like I like him now more than I ever did.
Dude, you know? I bought all the Sheamus stock like really early on, and I've just been holding on to it, and it's finally paying off because people like him now, and I'm just like, guys, I've been on this island alone. I've been on Sheamus Island alone for a very long time. It was me and Sheamus's mom. I've always liked that guy.
He was just that WWE style, you know, just to the fucking nth degree. You know, he just. You ask me for like name a boring WWE wrestler, like, oh, Sheamus or Randy Orton, same difference.
Yeah, and he had that rocket strapped to him. He was going to be another world champion, and then he ran into Triple H at fucking WrestleMania and lost, and it wasn't even like a good match. Triple H just buried him, and I'm like, why do you do this still? We get it, you're one of the best ever, you don't have to bury Sheamus. And now he goes out and just, you know, he's going to job. So it's like, I don't know. Yeah. I've run my course with Triple H, and he's one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, I don't like him at all. I never did, and I don't understand it, but a lot of people like that guy. For me, his cuntiness is enough to not like him, you know?
Yeah, well. And the fact that now it's like every year one of his buddies gets into the Hall of Fame just so they can all get up on the stage and too sweet at the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame's just basically become, you know, what Triple H's buddies get inducted, and it's all about him and the narrative he gets to write, despite the fact that the Click nearly killed the WWF.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Hideo Itami, obviously we know he's incoming to 205 Live, which is funny because like they only should have been showing the vignettes on 205 Live, so you're telling nobody that a guy is coming to the show, you know. He's going to be the face of it, I guess. That's like it sounds like they're going to put the belt on him, and that's going to be the way they go.
But you're talking about a guy who, at the time he was signed, was considered one of the best wrestlers in the world, and now does he even get brought up?
Oh, dude, he's had the worst fucking luck there. He keeps getting hurt, and he hasn't had a blowaway match. In my opinion, I think his best match was when against Aries, probably.
Yeah, and I think him and Finn Balor had a good match, but yeah, he hasn't blown anybody away, and he just kept getting hurt and
Well, yeah, that one was bullshit. They put him in there with tagging against Moss and Sabatelli and let those green fuckers injure him. That was stupid.
Yep. And then I would have gone back to Noah if I was him. I wouldn't have stuck around. He's just it's cursed with him right now.
It is. And you know how we are around here. We fucking love us some Japanese wrestlers, but to me,
Yeah.
it's like this guy's got a—he's one more injury or just away from that being it.
Yeah, and it's just it's weird that what the WWE did to him, and it wasn't just injuries either. It was like he
Yeah.
never really adapted to that style down in NXT. Like you said, he never had a really a blow away match. I mean, look at how many times, Nakamura blew the doors off the place, which I know some people don't think he did, but I thought he had a great feud with Samoa Joe. Physical matches.
Yeah, I mean, I think he had one blowaway match in the company, and that was his first one in with Zayn, which is one of the better matches, I think, out of WWE in quite a while.
See, I loved his last match against Samoa Joe. But that was wrestled more as a Japanese style, strong style, beat the fuck out of
Yeah.
each other match, so. And I was into that. I was into the storytelling with the leg and everything and the submissions, and I was a big fan of it. But I could see why most people haven't thought Nakamura has lived up to the hype because he, quite frankly, and this is like as a huge Nakamura mark, he hasn't been great. And he's had a few great moments, but he's always been that guy, even in New Japan. If he was in there with a guy like, middle of the card, he was never going to be more than a middle of the card match. But if you got him in there with someone who could match his skill level, he was going to go to that level. So he just wrestles to whatever talent's in there with him. So when you put him in with a Baron Corbin, it's going to be not that spectacular.
Yeah, exactly. Opening up my fucking second cappuccino right now. Buy one, get one free giant cappuccinos? Fuck, I can't pass that up.
This segment brought to you by Starbucks.
This is brought to you by McDonald's,
Oh, there you
actually.
go. That's actually good coffee. Did you see Triple H beat Jinder Mahal in India?
I did not see that. That happened, huh?
30-minute match in which Triple H beat Jinder Mahal clean in the middle of the ring.
Oh, to what kind of reaction?
I'm reading the story here, and I guess the crowd actually cheered more for Triple H than they did Jinder Mahal.
Oh, well, go figure. I mean,
Yeah.
it's so crazy, right? So, like, as white dudes, right? I look at other white dudes all the time as like, well, I guess I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't they do the same thing when you push this guy as to be not only a heel, but like just a coward pussy, needs everything in the world. I mean, he's like the biggest pussy paper champion ever, right? So
Yeah, and
why
then
would they like him? They don't. I troll the fucking boards for Mark Tank all the time, and they're out there. They hate Jinder Mahal.
Triple H post-match called Jinder Mahal the greatest Indian wrestler in the history of wrestling, and Jinder Mahal literally bowed his head to Triple H. I'm like, what? What?
Did he kiss his ring?
It looks like it because he's shaking Triple H's hand, and his hand is basically in Triple H's hand. So yeah, he's kissing the ring.
He probably fucking kissed that Hall of Fame ring. Oh my
Oh,
God.
I'm going over tonight. But I'm the hometown hero. I don't care. It's the biggest match in India's history. I'm going over.
I mean, he's as fucking Indian as I am, like Russian, German from Russia, right?
He's from Canada.
He may be first generation born in North America, but I mean, I'm only what, third born in this country? So I mean, to say he's Indian is like to say that I'm fucking German Russian,
At least
dude.
the great Kali was actually from India.
God. I mean, but who else is a good Indian wrestler, like from there or not? I can only think of like a couple. Those two and Sanjay Dutt.
Yeah, it was tight. Yeah, and he's from Detroit. I'm trying to think. Was Tiger Ali Singh actually from India, but they billed him from Saudi Arabia?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not gonna Google it anywhere that I don't want my Google history to show that I looked up Tiger Ali Singh.
One zillion motherfuckers in that country. Not a single fucking good wrestler comes from it.
Yeah.
Maybe wait, just wait though. Wait until all those dudes from those Alley Wave wrestling videos. You ever
Yeah.
seen those? The skinny Indian kids who wrestle in alleyways. The flea market always covers them.
Oh,
They
okay,
come out
yeah.
and they wrestle on mattresses in this little alley. And they got like shitty fucking computer effects on their fucking entrances. It's amazing.
Oh man, that's like one of the best shows on YouTube.
Yeah, I've been trying to push them lately because, like, and you know, nothing against, but they've been around forever and we're fans of it, but they're like, their Twitter followers are super low, and like, so their views to me aren't where they should be. It's like, if you like wrestling and you like this show, which obviously makes a lot of fun of wrestling, you got to check them out.
Yep. Speaking of
Good
checking
shit.
out a show, we are doing pay-per-view take two about the 1997 Starrcade, and I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, we're recording that fucker tomorrow. We're gonna be hanging out talking wrestling a bunch, dude.
Yeah, we are. My wife's gonna be like, "What? Another podcast? Do you not have anything else to waste your time?" And I'm like, "No. No, this is all I have." It's
And I guess you get you and the kids, but I mean mostly this.
yeah, fuck that. What do you want me to do? Read a book to my children? No.
What do you think about Don Callis and Scott D'Amore named as executive vice presidents of Impact Wrestling? First off, two vice presidents?
Yeah, how does that work? It's like
I
having
don't
two
know.
vice principals.
And where the I mean, I don't know. Don Callis is a smart guy. It sounds like he's going to be doing the books because he does have an MBA, right? I mean, so the dude is smart.
Yeah, I don't like him. I've never liked him. He annoys the fuck out of me. If this means he leaves New Japan's commentary team, I will be so happy. I do not
I
like that
don't.
guy at all.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think like his delivery is fine and everything, but like the little like smarky shit he puts in there is what I don't like.
Yeah, it's like listening to Mark Madden. Mark Madden would
Yeah.
do that shit too. It was just,
Oh
ugh.
God, he's actually quite fucking Mark Madden, isn't he?
Yeah. That whole, and then they always put themselves over and, oh, I'm really good friends with Kenny Omega. It's like, no, you're not. Shut up.
Yeah.
You are not. The Young
He's the
Bucks do
reason
not
that
hang out
match is
with him.
happening, though. He's the reason that Omega and Jericho are happening. He introduced them to one another. He kind of helped set that up.
I bet that has more to do with Gato being friends with Jericho than anything else. If
Yeah.
Gato the Booker there and Jericho used to be tag team partners, so I imagine that was quite easy.
Yeah. Conan has parted ways with Crash Lucha.
That didn't take long.
Well, he was a third owner of Crash Lucha. He helped them out, and I guess the deal is that they were running Tijuana very poorly, and you know they weren't getting business, and he wanted to help them, so he bought in. And but now there's all this shit where he's trying to make up with AAA because they want to do like everybody work together, basically, you know,
Yeah.
which is a great idea. If you can get AAA, Impact, and NOAH like all really together, I mean that's something right there. But they didn't like that he was talking with AAA, and he's just got all this other shit. He's on Impact. He's got all this stuff going on. So,
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
he is out, but he's also doing that the booking for Aero Lucha, which
Oh,
is
that's what
I.
I was thinking of, not Crash. I was thinking of that. I'm like, wow,
Yeah,
didn't he just
no.
sign with them a week ago?
No. Which I guess they're gonna film some pilots and shop around. I don't know. I like Conan as a wrestler. I like him as a dude. I like him as a booker. I think he's fucking smart. I think he knows what he's doing, so.
I've never liked him in ring, but then again, I never really got to see him at like his peak when he was in Mexico, when everyone says he was one of the best wrestlers in the world and he was a rock star. So, but
Yeah.
he's always seemed to be a good promo and an interesting guy. So, yeah, I'll say this: he'll do a good job with it. Whether or not they can find a TV station to pick him up, I don't know.
Yeah, and if you are an indie wrestler, somebody fucking do that rolling clothesline that he did. No one fucking does that
Yeah,
move.
I don't know why no one does. That's a great move.
I love it, dude. I love that rolling clothesline. It's fucking awesome. But no less. I don't know. I don't think we got much else. Okay, ex-WWE Diva Candice Michelle has retired somewhere in some bingo hall or something.
I was at the House of Hardcore show, and
As I said, at some fucking bingo hall.
but did anybody care? Like, has she wrestled in the last 10 years, or was she off
Yeah,
doing
I don't.
softcore porn again?
Yeah, was she worth a shit in the day? I don't think she was, right?
No, I don't think so. I think you know why she was champion. It's because she was willing to do the Playboy spread.
Yeah, I mean, if you're tuning into this show looking for women's wrestling, I'm sorry, it's not really the show for
No, and especially not Candice
you.
fucking Michelle, who's just
As
in.
of late, anyhow. I mean, if you got something good, you know, like when they had Sasha and Bayley, that was awesome. We talked. That was our WWE match of that year. So,
Oh, yeah. Was that the
if you
Iron Woman
build it,
match?
no, I don't think so. I think it was the one before that.
Oh, yeah. Both those were great, though.
Yeah.
How about, then, not to derail this part of it, but did you see what happened to Michael Elgin this week?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Fucking.
Yeah, you want to talk about
He
it?
got torn down because apparently one of his trainees supposedly sexually assaulted a girl, and then Michael Elgin like kept harassing the lady and just like had all these harassing text messages that she screenshot and put on Twitter, and now he's been pulled from AAW, he's been pulled from a few ROH shows. Yeah, this dude's career is pretty much probably over. And
So unfortunate.
he's a good dude, like a big, not like a good person. I didn't mean that. I meant like in ring, he
Oh
was fun
yeah.
to watch, you know?
He could have been fucking really big in Japan, yeah. I mean, he's pretty big over there now, but I mean, like, I don't know. It could have gotten fucking huge for that guy. But I am not too up on it because I don't really care about this kind of shit at this point. It's like, yeah, some dude did something or said something dumb. Like, I get it, But
Yeah.
why did this woman go to him? Why didn't she not go to the police? Why was it his job to deal with a rape case? I mean, he's just a promoter, dude.
Oh,
It's just a guy in his school.
he went to her to like intimidate her not to talk. And
Really?
like, yeah, he was basically
Okay.
saying he's
No,
going to get
all
her
right.
blackballed from the business. That's
All
where it kind
right.
of started. And then he was trying to fuck her at the
Yeah.
same time. So,
It
no,
also
Michael
came out in
Elgin.
some of those texts that he doesn't like Cobb.
No, we called him like smelly and stuff, and I've seen so many people from my friends list who defend Cobb and say he's not, he's a great dude. He doesn't smell.
Wait, no, he didn't. I don't think he said he was smelly. I think the chick asked, she said, "What does he smell like? He looks like he would smell good." And he says, "I didn't smell him. I don't, I'm."
Oh, yeah,
So
because
that's, I don't think he called him smelly.
yeah, because I had saw something where it was like everyone was like defending how Jeff Cobb smells, and I'm like, what is going on right now?
I've met Jeff Cobb multiple times. He smells very good. He smells like detergent.
I actually just, I bring it in for a hug. I just take a deep whiff of that Hawaiian, that Hawaiian stank.
Yeah, just smells like fucking coconut and
But
lava rock.
the few times I've talked to, Jeff Cobb, he just seems like a really down to earth good dude,
Yeah, everyone says he's a nice guy.
and I really hope he gets to replace Michael Elgin in ROH in New Japan, and he just gets to blow up. And that's the way it sounds right
Yeah.
now. I mean, it
Yeah,
sounds like a
he's.
lot of places are using Jeff Cobb to replace Michael Elgin because, he's a better version of Michael Elgin.
Ooh, and not Canadian. is he fucking ever been in the WWE system at all, Cobb? No?
He's done a couple tryouts for him.
They just don't take him? He's a fucking giant motherfucker. I mean, you definitely, to me, Lucha got it right. You got to put a mask on that guy or something. I mean, just him. I don't know. It's just him with that face. He's just, that looks like a happy guy. I don't
Yeah,
know.
you gotta wonder if it's like a situation where maybe he likes to smoke the the devil's
Yeah,
lettuce.
we love that around here.
That could be. I mean, that's one of the reasons Matt Riddle hasn't done anything in New Japan or in WWE. I mean, he got kicked out of
Yeah.
MMA because he loves to smoke pot too much. The
Yeah,
guy's.
Jack Evans, Angelico, those are all dudes who they're just like, nah, I'm good. And I'm done. I mean, I can say I've been there where I've had opportunities to get better paying jobs and shit, and I'm just like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'd
fuck
rather
them.
make less and enjoy and smoke weed and stuff, so.
Yeah. Oh, and the just announced right here. Jeff Cobb just replaced Michael Elgin at the AAW show. Just announced
Oh,
on Twitter.
fuck, you're not the only big ass hoss out there.
Son of a bitch. You know what? There's this conspiracy theory here. Jeff Cobb's the one that released all these text messages. No, that's my own fake theory here. Is that he's getting all these bookings and because he did this. He took Michael Elgin's spot, brother.
Here's an interesting thing I just noticed. Do you know who Adam Pearce is from WWE, former ROH guy?
Yeah.
He is going to be running the 205 live events.
There you go. That's a good. They maybe they're doing that just to give him a trial run to see what kind of booker he can be, or what kind of, showrunner he can be.
Yeah,
Because
I mean, that'd be something.
he's been big down in NXT, and then they moved him up to SmackDown. So I'm friends with him on Facebook, and yeah, he's a very down to earth, smart guy, and knows the ins and out of old school wrestling. I don't know. How good he'd be at booking modern wrestling, but because he's very of the old school mindset, but maybe WWE needs more of that.
Yeah, maybe. Definitely. I mean, they need something. It sucks. But yeah, I mean, that's about all I've got in the news, unless you got something else.
One last thing. Hurricane Helms responded to Mia Khalifa's comment about wrestling. Did you see that tweet? She basically
I did not.
shit on Ronda Rousey for going to wrestling, calling it an embarrassment. And the Hurricane said, I'm not gonna get upset that a porn star doesn't respect pro wrestling. She's entitled to her opinion. Our bodies take a pounding though, and well, I guess so does hers.
Amazing.
So yeah, well, fuck that bitch. And but you know what? Right now, wrestling kind of is an embarrassment. She's not wrong.
And fuck Ronda Rousey too in WWE. It's so funny too, right? That they have such a fetish for MMA at this point. You know, Brock Lesnar, oh, he's the champion. No one can beat him and all this shit. And then you want to bring in Rousey, and they've also got Sonya Deville, even though she's never actually fucking fought a match, a pro match. She fought a couple of amateur matches. Who else is that fucking Shayna Baszler?
Yeah. There's that. There's the chick in Paige's stable. She's a former MMA fighter.
No, that's Sonya Deville. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I get you know
she
what?
Only had she only had like three amateur fights. That's it.
Okay, but Ronda Rousey's a huge get for the WWE. You're talking about someone who is one of the most popular pay-per-view main eventers in the history of UFC. So
one of the most popular pay-per-view draws of 2 years ago.
Well, what do you I mean? Brock Lesnar was a huge draw too. So it's like you got to do something to try to get people to cross over, and I bet I'm willing to bet Ronda Rousey will get them a few new fans because
oh,
still...
you'll get some fucking ESPN coverage, and I mean, you know, well, they pay for ESPN coverage already, but no less.
Oh, she'll get a Sports Illustrated. She'll get them probably like on actual like news, but we'll see how she adapts. I mean, I could totally see her being. She's young enough, and she has enough. She's got a lot of bitchy heel charisma that. She should succeed. She should.
Did you see the video for her website?
No.
She just came up with has like a new website, and I guess it's like where she's going to do all of her shit. But it's like there's some gay, like, you know, punk song with a girl singing in the background, and she's just, she is the most charismaless motherfucker on this thing. She's like,
oh, really? Because
I mean, dude, it's like, she sounded like Rocky, dude. She sounded like Rocky fucking Balboa.
Oh, maybe Amanda Nunez killed her, killed her brain. But
she's gonna kill herself after that, right? I mean, yeah. This chick's unstable, dude. Yeah, let me hire her on. Fuck.
Well, I think she took the second fight loss better than the first. That was the one where she said she was gonna kill herself after she lost to Holly Holmes, excuse me.
When
she got kicked so hard in the goddamn face, it became a meme.
Yeah. Let's move it into. The Suplex City Limits top five matches of the week. I mean, we could have done the Suplex City Limits top five.
There you go.
I did not have, obviously, Tyler's dying, so I have none of his input. I have some matches. I mean,
I was not, just to give you guys a heads up, I didn't find out I was doing the show till this morning when I volunteered to, so I don't have a top five. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all good. I'll bust out the SCL top five for y'all. Brian Cage and Willie Mack, House of Hardcore. I thought that was an awesome match this last Saturday. I like the live events for House of Hardcore.
Yeah, and they're on Twitch, and I don't know, do you have to pay for them?
No, they're free.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I haven't had a chance to. There's just so much goddamn wrestling out there.
Yeah, exactly. It's cool as long as Austin Aries doesn't get in the ring and do like a 15-minute promo and completely lose the crowd.
Oh, goddamn it.
Also have S.H.I.E.L.D. versus The Bear from Raw. That was a pretty enjoyable match.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Ono and Gargano had a fantastic match in NXT this week.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't watch a lot. I don't watch NXT every week. But enough people were blowing that match that I had to tune in and watch it. And I was like, you know what? This is a well-done match.
Dude, Gargano is like, he is throwing home badass matches with every motherfucker he has matches with.
If he was 4 inches taller, he'd be the world champion. He'd be like on AJ's level of like respect.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's fucking great, that guy. I mean, good look. He's in crazy fucking shape. Amazing matches.
And he's hilarious.
Just a fucking, baby face too, you know?
Yeah. He's got that Ricky Steamboat look to him.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't see him as a heel.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, that's what it is, you know?
Yeah. We had the Motor City Machine Guns and the Kingdom from Ring of Honor, which was a very fun tag match.
How is Alex Shelley still wrestling?
Dude. They're fucking still awesome
I
too.
know, it's
That team is so like to me is so underrated. I didn't even really know much about them until
Yeah,
like
I saw you tweet about the Motor City Machine Guns being one of the best tag teams in the world. I'm like, how the fuck are they still wrestling? Saban's had like 9 knee surgeries.
dude, they're still good too. I mean, they're still
Yeah.
like ripping it up. So, but yeah, I happened to catch across some old Impact event, and they were on it. And I was like, "Who the fuck are these guys?" Because I never didn't watch Impact back in the day.
Oh, dude, they were so good in Impact. They were so damn good.
Yeah, and they took on the Kingdom here, which I'm not so familiar with those dudes, and they seem okay, but it's a great place for them too because they have the Bucks to do matches with. They have Best Friends Forever, which is, another fucking awesome work rate tag team.
What's crazy about them and the Bucks is I've seen them wrestle a few times. They just don't have good chemistry. I don't know what it is. I've never enjoyed their matches, and as from what I've seen online, people have been like, "Wow, that was a disappointing match." And it could just be a situation where they're too similar. It's like the Young Bucks, the Young Bucks kind of need to work with somebody who isn't exactly like them. That's why I think they work so well with the Japanese style of wrestlers more so than their ROH matches.
Now, they were even the Bucks and the oh my God, I'm fucking really baked
Were they the
out.
Young Wolves or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking of with War Machine, I guess, but
Oh, yeah.
like really good matches with those guys. But yeah, they had a match recently. I thought it was good, but Best Friends Forever is a fucking awesome tag team.
Yeah, it is.
And then I don't know if I want to. I think I'm gonna drop the 205 Live 4-Way on Raw, which was really good.
It was really good.
I don't think I'll probably go for the Flip Gordon and Hangman Page match from ROH, which was also that guy is. I mean, he's like Flip Gordon's like the epitome of what old fans hate about wrestling now. But he is so insane the flips that guy does. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and Hangman Page is like way better than you think he'd be.
Yeah, he definitely is.
I always just saw him as like, the sidekick to the Young Bucks,
Yeah.
or the sidekick to Cody, but motherfucker can wrestle. He's really good. So, but yeah, that I haven't seen that match, but I imagine it was good.
It was pretty good. And this is all building up. Final Battle is coming up here, and I'm actually really stoked for that. Like, this is gonna be a good month for wrestling. Not including Clash of Champions, because that pay-per-view looks like dog shit to me.
Yeah,
But
it's ugly. It's like right now WWE is just kind of like in a holding pattern before they get into their WrestleMania season,
it feels like an in your house. This should be called In Your House.
Yeah, this should be called In Your House Clash of Champions 3.
So move on from that
Oh, you know what
shit.
they're talking about doing a In Your House in Australia next year.
Oh, I keep seeing it's global warning. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's what
but
it's called.
the first global warning was an in your house.
Oh, it
I
was.
think so. I could be wrong. No, I'm thinking of in your house international incident. My bad.
Yeah, this was like 2002 that they were there, I
Oh yeah,
believe.
then they'd have been done with the in your house gimmick. My bad.
And they sold like 58,000 tickets, I guess,
Yeah,
all allegedly.
they
So
think they
probably
can do
40,000.
they think they can do the Melbourne they think they can do that Melbourne soccer stadium at like 75,000. And I'll tell you what, nothing else going on in Australia. And wrestling right now is hot there.
Nothing else going on in Australia. Just takes a shit. Oh my
Well,
God. Oh,
okay. In my
go ahead.
defense, that comes from the Gary Hart book that where Gary Hart said they always popped huge houses in Australia because there's very little entertainment that goes to Australia. Outside Australian entertainment, very few things go there. So when he did a tour with Jim Barnett's group down there, they always had huge, massive houses. I wasn't trying to shit on Australia. I just meant they don't get a lot of outside acts.
We have Australian listeners. They're
Yeah,
listening right now.
and I don't want them to like knife me. That's why I'm walking this back. I've watched Crocodile Dundee. I know what kind of knives they got.
Yeah, dude, exactly. One other thing of the news, kind of that I forgot, but you trying to take a shit on a whole country reminded me of the first women's wrestling match to ever take place in the United Arab Emirates happened on this. To like a half full room of people on
Yeah.
this tour. How was the India? Was it packed for that? Do you know?
Yeah, it looked like a near sellout.
Abu Dhabi's show was not a fucking sellout. Empty seats all over.
Yeah,
Have you seen?
they did a huge stadium. I don't know if they ever thought they were going to fill that thing, but I think it's like the only stadium they could do. But that thing was like a 20,000-seat arena, I think.
Didn't look like it from what I saw.
From what I was reading, I thought Abu Dhabi they were doing a huge stadium, but I could be wrong.
Did you see what they were wearing for this match, though?
Yeah, they looked like full body suits.
Yeah, Sasha's wearing like a full body suit. So I go on Twitter, as you know, a white male, and of course I'm ready to fucking talk about social issues, man. But I tweeted out, you know, great, but once they don't have to be covered head to toe, you know, I'll call it progress. Well, this was a popular, it turned out to be quite a popular tweet this week, but it was interesting. A listener of the show, I wish I had his name offhand, I apologize. He lives over there. He lives in the United Arab Emirates, and he fucking told me all kinds of interesting shit about that. Like, Pink goes there on tour, and other people come through, women entertainers, and they don't dress differently. They dress however they want to dress. And there are women on in swimsuits on at the beach, and he said, like, even as far as, you know, how WWE wouldn't bring Darren Young all the time on purpose. He's like, Elton John just performed here.
That's crazy.
He's like, he's kind of like, to his view, he feels like WWE makes them look more backwards, which it does to me. I was like, oh, what? They can't take women to wrestle there. They can't take gay guys to wrestle there. When in actuality, I don't believe that to actually be the case.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know enough about the region, but you got to assume they were told to dress them this way. Otherwise, why would they do it?
According to this person, he would said that there shouldn't, there's nothing really in place there that would be like that.
Well, maybe it had something to do with the arena they were in and the guy who owns the arena.
Yeah.
For this match to happen, they have to be dressed a certain way. I don't know. We don't have the ins and outs of it. It just seems odd that they would go out of their way to make them go head to toe unless they were told to.
Yeah, and I don't feel like we're in a position of power anymore to question other countries, you know? Like in
True.
the past, maybe I'd be like, well, you guys, you know, get your shit together. But then again, like, look where we are right now, and I'm just like, you guys, we can't say shit about anything to anybody. So,
So
that's our
notes.
politics conversation.
Stay the fuck away from there.
That's what we do.
Yeah, but
That's not only what we do on this show, that's what you and I do in our friendship.
yes, it's best not to talk about it.
We know we disagree, and we just don't even talk about it.
And
I
you know
like
what?
that.
You know what? That's life, man. You don't have to
Yeah.
not like someone just because their politics are different than yours. If you two can find something in common that you like wrestling, then you can just all ignore all that bullshit, hang out, and have fun. But
Fuck yeah.
I found some notes on the India show. It was, according to this note, someone who was there, it was a near sellout. So they had close to 47,000 people there.
A lot.
And almost everyone there was wearing an AJ Styles shirt or a Roman Reigns shirt. And I guess AJ Styles was the most over guy. And unfortunately, AJ wasn't there. Like they showed him on the screen, but yeah,
I
this
hope that
is.
they fucking learn something from this, these cunts. I mean, they probably won't. They never do, but.
Yep, and Roman Reigns was the most over guy on the card, and he got the big crowd reaction, and
Yeah.
Jinder was the most booed man of the night.
Grand. Because if you listen to this show, you know, because, like, listening to Mark Tank, those fuckers love Roman Reigns,
Yeah,
dude.
they do.
They love him.
Enzo had a chant. It said, "Enzo is an asshole." It was a chant, and they chanted, "Let me see it here. Fuck you, Jinder." At one point, it was a very loud "Fuck you, Jinder" chant.
India?
Yep.
Holy shit. Wow, they say fuck.
I
I
guess
like how
so.
they I love how they haphazardly use the word fuck, like on you know, should I read on Mark Tank? Like, they don't understand. They know American obscenities, but they don't really understand how to use them properly, so it's good to see that they did it right there.
Yep, and Apollo Crews received absolutely no reception. I had to add that in because I'm like, wait, Apollo Crews still works there?
Is this a, like, he's horribly booked thing, or is this like he's a black thing? I don't know about racism in India.
I don't know either, but I'm just willing to bet it's because, he gets no reaction everywhere he goes.
He could be the only black dude, like, in the building at that time too,
Yep.
you know?
Balor and
So there's
Wyatt,
a
I guess Balor was super over as well, and he even did the big entrance for it. That match went to Finn beating him by the coup de grace because the demon can't lose.
Oh, he was the demon on this.
That's according to this. He said he came out with the full entrance and had the paint on.
Hate that shit. Huh. Well, there you go. Better than looking like fucking DOS Wonder Kid, I guess. Are you ready to talk about WWE this week?
Yeah, I guess so. I tried to avoid it as much as I could.
Talk about WWE Raw, which was in Los Angeles at the Staples Center. What show did you think was? Well, this was a better show. You didn't
Yeah.
catch all of SmackDown, right?
No, I didn't catch any of SmackDown this week. I've been busy.
I was trying to throw you an easy pitch that you say, "Yeah, I didn't catch all of it." You're like,
Nah,
"No, I didn't
fuck it. I'm
watch a
not gonna
single bit
lie.
of it."
I'm not gonna lie to these fans. Not these amazing fans from Australia, the greatest country on earth.
We're not lying. We're working around the truth, dude.
Oh no, I actually, there was a lot to like about Raw, and I think a lot of it had to do with how good the Los Angeles crowd was.
Yeah, it was better than SmackDown in my opinion. It was a decent show for once. Like for once, I ended and I wasn't like
Yeah, there was a
I
lot
didn't
of
completely hate it.
there was a lot of long matches, I think, is one of the reasons. There wasn't as much backstage schmoz, and there's a lot of good matches on this card, especially the Bar versus the Shield, which I could have swore was going to be the Shield winning the titles back.
Yeah, this is really good.
I
Pretty
felt it
good.
coming, but and then the four way and then the 205 Live four way was really good because they gave him time to actually do shit.
Yeah, 15 minutes to get out there and actually do stuff. They kind of did this weird thing in the beginning with like, so Jordan, I mean Jordan attacked Reigns, but then later in the match he saves Reigns and Reigns like cheap shots him, which it's not real typical face booking, but okay.
Yeah, I like Jason Jordan more as a heel, and I'm starting to see him kind of doing that. So we'll see.
Dad, I just need one more shot, Dad.
Yep.
I just want to take on Roman Reigns one more time, Dad.
And I think at one point he had like a headlock on, and he yelled, "Who's a daddy's boy now?" And like that got him a reaction, and I'm like, "That's a heel thing, like a whiny entitled heel thing to do." So
They're
maybe that's
working
what.
to that.
Yeah, and it'll work. This crowd wants to boo him. They do.
They're already booing him, though. See, that's the thing. It's
Yeah.
like, to me, you can't go patting yourself on the back for turning a guy heel and the crowd hating him when they hated him from go as a face. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get to pat yourself on the back about that like they do. It's like, oh,
Yeah.
see, they hate him. This is great. Like, but you didn't do it right. We've hated him since the beginning. He got booed the first week when they're like, this is he's his son, and the crowd's like, fuck you.
Yeah,
You know?
true. You can't give them credit, but at the same time, them actually reacting to the crowd is nice. Like, it'd be nice if they did
Yeah.
it more. And I don't think you're as big a fan, but I do like the Drifter. I'm liking him more and more every week.
Really?
Oh yeah. Even though I totally just dropped what his real name is, and I just called him Elias. There we go.
Yeah.
I'll edit that part out where I look like an asshole.
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
But Jason Jordan, I think you know what he is? I think he's a fucking millennial. I think he's Vince's booking. Like, this is Vince's millennial character where he thinks he's going to get everything, right? Because on the show, he's like, I want this and I want this, daddy.
Yeah, his voice also doesn't match his his look.
Ugh,
Like it's
God,
the weirdest
yeah.
thing. It's like him and Apollo Crews and Brock Lesnar all have voices that don't match what they look
Yeah.
like.
In the ring, I don't mind Jordan,
Oh no,
actually. I kind
Jordan.
of like his suplexy fucking style, but.
Yeah, he reminds me a lot of like Rick Steiner, like a taller, more athletic Rick Steiner. But him and Roman had a really good match, I thought. They have good chemistry.
I just don't think he's a single star at all. He's a tag guy. He would have been best off in a tag team. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, they shouldn't have broke up American Alpha that fast. That was a good team, and they were getting over, and it just was a bad move.
Yeah, but this is that's the thing. It's like they didn't. They had the idea of okay, well, let's have him have a son, and then you know, so that was the whole reason for it. It wasn't like. I guess they still could have chose better. Gable would have been a million times better decision, but you know,
Yeah.
height.
It's so weird. It's just that whole booking of that was weird. It was like Vince is like, "Well, God damn it, we're gonna do a son storyline. Somebody come up with a plan for Kurt Angle's son." And everyone was just like, "Oh fuck, what do we do?"
Yeah.
And and then he's like, "What about Jason Jordan? God damn it, that guy's big." Well, Vince, he's not the same color as Kurt. He looks
Yeah.
nothing like Kurt.
Oh yeah, but everyone freaked out online as if like they had no idea how like you know a mixed race fucking child is born. He is black. Like they have no idea, or I don't understand. Like yeah, he's like fucking half. He's re shoot half black. So like, why is this such a weird thing? He kind of a black mother.
That's true.
The
That's true.
fuck? I think his does he have a black mom or a black dad? One of the two.
I have no clue.
I don't know.
I
Either way.
think he has a white mom and a black dad.
I mean, that would be. I would put my money on that if we were gonna bet, you know?
We've got the office pool going. Who's
Yeah, exactly. But you have this whole women's thing. It's like when it starts, I'm like, oh, I wonder what's gonna happen here. When it's the, you know, Paige with her people and Sasha with Bailey and Mickey, like, oh, where's this gonna end up?
But at least
Cole
Paige
put
is
Paige
still,
over hard too.
but at least Paige is good on the mic, I think. She's a good heel. You and I have disagreed on this a few times, but I don't mind Paige.
Yeah.
I think Ruby Riott's better in ring, but she's not better on the mic.
No,
God damn, they
no.
should have had Ruby Riott with Paige. That would have made more sense. With
And another tattooed girl.
Nikki Cross.
Or Nikki Cross?
That
Yeah,
would have been
that'd have been.
fucking awesome.
They'd have been from three different countries. They'd have been all fucking, you know. Yeah, I'm with you. In this, though, of note, Paige gives Sasha this awful fucking power bomb off the top rope or off the middle rope. Just brutal. Bounces her head off the mat. It looked like shit, but no less. They all brawl, which it's like the same thing as SmackDown, really.
Yeah. It's
But yeah,
like.
what else is on this that is, you know? Oh, this Nia Jax Enzo thing, dude.
Oh, God.
Oh my god. Like, oh, he's really small and she's really big. You get it, pal?
Well, you know, I think I got a great idea to get you over Nia. You're gonna go with the most annoying guy on the roster. That'll help. That'll help get you over. The Rock said I gotta position you better, so here you go.
I mean, 205 Live, it's like, here we go again, right? They did that whole thing with Alicia Fox forever on there. And it killed both those guys.
She's so bad.
It killed fucking Alexander for a fucking, 9 months, and it killed Noam Dar as well.
Maybe this is how they get rid of Enzo. Like, maybe this is how they're gonna kill Enzo because they can't get rid of him because he sells too many shirts. But he's like the most hated guy in the entire business. So maybe this is their way of cooling him off.
You know what?
Put him with the lady
Yeah.
who gets no reaction that nobody cares about, and yeah, see what happens.
Noam Dar came in moreover than he was after that. He came in, and the only thing he had was how he fucking zipped his coat, and that was cooler than what they did with him in 9 fucking months.
The coolest thing they did with him was have him zip up
Well,
his coat.
he came in with that. He was already
Yeah.
doing the coat zip, so. Yeah. Fuck me, man.
Oh,
I don't think
man.
he, and to be honest, I don't think he does the zip anymore, so he's actually not as good as he was when he came in.
What the fuck? Why does that happen? Like, why doesn't valets work anymore? Like, other than Lana with Rusev, which I don't think she's doing that anymore, but
No, she's
like,
not.
yeah, they just don't work.
They tried to make her the focus. It was like a love thing where she was with one and went to the
Yeah.
other one, and it was like, that's fucking stupid. Like, no one really. I don't know, maybe women, maybe some people, casual fans, like that kind of shit, but to me, isn't it the best idea you think of the WWE at this point to just like double down on the people who actually like wrestling instead of trying to get all these other people who don't like it to watch it?
That's such a small fraction, though. Like Vince always says, wrestling fans are such a small fraction of the population that he's always looking for that Attitude Era, that and the golden era of wrestling, that where he can get as many casual fans as he can. But I think TV is so fractured and there's so much going on. I think you're right. If you just focused on hardcore wrestling fans, you'd
Yeah.
probably do better, or maybe not better, but yeah, better. But I don't know how significantly better you'd do than you're doing right now. Everything's ratings are down. I mean, even the NFL's ratings are down.
Yeah.
Everything's going down. Walking Dead's ratings are down. The only thing that's like surviving this is Game of Thrones. But that's
Never
about
seen
it.
it. I don't know. Yeah, we had that, yeah, that 205 live match, which was great. I may swap that into my top five later. Sorry. but that springboard Spanish fly from of Mustafa Ali is just beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
God damn, it's beautiful. But they have Gulak steal the win, which, I understand you have to do for the story. One of Enzo's guys is in there now against Swan, but Fuck, I would have really loved 15 minutes worth of Swan and Alexander.
Oh yeah, that'll be great.
Then we're
If
not
they
going to
ever
get
let
it,
them do
though.
it, I know. But if they ever
Yeah.
do it, it would be great, is what I meant. God damn it, why don't they do it?
That whole thing with Elias and Braun and Kane, I thought for a second on the screen that Kane was going to have the voice box deal. You know? Because his hand
Yeah.
was up on his neck. I was like, oh, come on. Not that, that would have been something. Nope.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with him.
Selling his throat from a week ago. Fuck you.
I'm convinced, just like we said, putting anybody in a love interest cools them off. I'm convinced Vince uses Kane to kill everybody's push that he doesn't want to push. He did it after Chris Benoit won his first title. His immediately after WrestleMania 20, his new feud was with Kane. And then he cooled off, and everyone's like, see, he can't carry. And then what'd they put Daniel Bryan with right after WrestleMania 30? Kane. Now they don't want to push Strowman, they want to push Roman, so they're going to put Braun with Kane.
I mean, in this too, just to gauge how well over Roman is, backstage, we have he's on screen, the crowd boos, it pans over to Ambrose and Rollins, the crowd cheers. So, yeah. And Dean doesn't have a cell phone because he's crazy. He's
Yeah.
crazy, man.
Why do this with him? Like, he's over enough. I don't get
Yeah.
it.
And then the only other thing I really added to this would be Matt Hardy and Bray. I thought that was awesome, but you notice how the crowd was dead silent when Bray was on the screen, and then popped, and then dead silent.
Well, I think it's because Bray whispers. You know? And he's a heel.
I
He's
think.
not supposed to get cheers or boos when he's cutting a promo like that. So I think he's getting the appropriate reaction for his character. But yeah, they've killed him a little bit. But now you gotta wonder, are they using broken woken Matt to try to rehabilitate Bray, or is Bray gonna job to woken Matt?
At this point, if this was after all the shit they've had him fucking lose, they're gonna finally use this to put him over. I mean, I don't know. I know fucking Hardy's old as shit and can't really work that great anymore, but dude, you've already had Wyatt lose to everybody. Fuck it at this point.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to try to rehabilitate him, and he's such a
They've ruined
com
that guy.
yeah he's such a company guy. He's not gonna go anywhere,
Yeah.
you know.
They fucking ruined him. He's not gonna leave his fucking hot ass fucking side piece there to those savages, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, and he makes a lot of money there too. So it's like, you know, I mean, it's like Brian Pillman once said, well, I guess I'll be the highest paid jobber. It's like, wins and losses
Yeah.
sometimes just don't matter to guys, and I think Bray's probably one of those guys. And it is what it is, and we fans wanted it so bad, and we didn't get it, but maybe we'll get it with Aleister Black.
I wish we could have got a little bit of subtlety on the build to it, but they just drop right into it, but that's fine. Hopefully they let Matt fucking go and let him do the shit and don't try to fuck it up. But they never do. They always fuck it
Well,
up and they always get their hands in it.
now from what I heard, and this was, I actually read it a few places, and Meltzer was talking about it. He said that Vince actually loves broken Matt Hardy. And trusts Matt because he's been in the business so long that for the most part there is no creative other than Matt.
Good. It's good.
So and it sounds like the WWE bought a bunch of drones, so you're gonna see Vanguard One at WrestleMania.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah, and they got right into it, right? I mean, what was the when it was rumored that they were going to head over to WWE, everyone was like, "Oh, him and Wyatt, that'd be cool." So we're getting right into what everybody wanted to see anyway, so
Yep,
should be good.
it will be good. And that laugh was like the most over thing on the show.
It's fucking great.
And you know they're gonna build this. I think, I bet they don't even see each other in the ring for until Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I mean, well, they might do some kind of in-person standoff or something, but yeah, if they build this that for that, that's gonna be awesome, dude.
Yeah, and now let's see if the match delivers. I mean, Matt Hardy moves very poorly,
Oh,
so.
it's and why it's not great, so.
Yeah, Wyatt, he's a lot like my feelings on Nakamura. He goes to the level of the guy he's in the ring with. Because
Yeah,
Wyatt's
another
had
guy
some
who's.
really good matches, but then he also has had some dog shit matches. So we'll
I never
see.
thought he had a. I'm not, I never thought he had a blowaway match.
Him and Dean had a lot of great matches, I thought. When they had that run with all those weapons matches, I thought those were all solid.
Yeah, that's a good point. We are in an abbreviated version of the show today. Let's move on. We're already running low on fucking time. SmackDown, dude. Still pushing this Zayn and Owens thing, basically the deal they set up that Owens is handcuffed to the ropes while Zayn takes on Randy Orton later in the show.
Oh. That's just the sound everyone makes now when they hear the name Randy Orton. Just, ugh.
Yeah. New Day take on English and Rusev. That was pretty
I
good.
like Aiden and Rusev a lot.
Aiden starts singing in the 12 Days of Rusev. Fucking great. Gets interrupted, but New Day, they're out. They're still doing the crazy pancake thing. So like, they come out and dump this giant fucking pancake, slaps this kid in the face. It was amazing. But yeah, Mojo's a heel now. I don't know if you've caught this.
Well,
He's solo. He
see
turned
they,
on Ryder last week.
yeah, they have to pretend that the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal means something. So they start to push the guy who won it last year, who's done nothing with it for the entire year. They'll push him the few months before WrestleMania. They did the same thing with Baron Corbin. So it's just, it's to then go, well, look, Mojo Rawley, I mean, he became, I bet he'll become the United States champion before WrestleMania.
There's this really poorly conceived backstage. It's Brian with all the women. It's a bunch of women. And they all want a shot at the belt. But, Brian says that they're not getting it. But they can be lumberjacks for the match. And everybody's somehow appeased by this. I don't
God damn
understand.
it. God damn it, Jim. They're lumberjills.
Dude, that actually offends my gender fucking.
How dare you?
Actually, I don't tell me how to identify as a lumberjack because I'm a lumberjill.
I'm just not getting into that.
But yeah, so and Sarah Logan, the former Crazy Mary Dobson, she is like a fucking brother fucker, redneck. She's
Yeah.
talking about eating wild. I bet they've never even killed their own game. I'm like, what the fuck are you? What is going on? Why is she a redneck? And why is she with these two chicks? So the
Oh.
redneck chick is with the tattooed up girl and the popular fucking blonde girl.
The fucking
No
Riot
sense.
Squad makes absolutely no goddamn
Oh,
sense.
it's the fucking worst.
I don't know what
Those
they're.
chicks don't have anything. Like I said, really, when you think about that, the tattooed punk girl, the blonde fucking asshole bitch.
Nothing
And
about them screams Riot.
the redneck girl who hunts and traps and shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And I'm a
Doesn't shave her beaver.
I'm a huge Ruby Riot mark. I mean, I hired her to work for me a few times. She's awesome. She's a great person. I was excited for her, but God damn it, this is not gonna work because they put her with two people that just it doesn't make sense at all. And the blonde, I don't even know, I can't even think of her name.
Mandy Rose.
Thank you. Is terrible in at everything. She can't wrestle and she can't cut a promo. At
She's
least,
good at looking good, pal.
yeah, I guess. But it's like at least Ruby can wrestle and kind of talk. The other, terrible at names. The other one, the redneck, she can't cut a promo to save her life, but she's
Sarah Logan.
decent. Sarah Logan, she's decent in the ring.
Yeah, she is. It just doesn't make sense. Yeah, to me, I like Ruby Riott, dude. Like, I liked her on the Indies. Like, you did an interview with her, right? Did you not?
I
Or
was
did you
going
not
to.
do?
I
Oh,
was
okay,
going
never
to, but
mind.
then she showed. I ended up having to interview. I think I ended up interviewing Matt Cage instead because she got late to the arena.
Oh, okay. Well, regardless, I like her, man. She's good.
Yeah.
So, and like a lot of people are shit on her and whatever. Like
Oh God,
I
there.
like her, man.
I don't know how she goes on social media. People are just viciously mean about her
It's
looks,
so
and it's
dumb.
like, just fuck off, guys.
Those half those guys, if not more than half of those guys, would come in their pants if a chick like that fucking put their hand on their fucking thigh.
Yeah, and we're not white
Fuck
knights,
that thing.
we're not one, but like just some of the stuff I've seen, and it's like, what is, how, why would you say
Yeah.
this to another human being?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And she's great in the ring too, so what the fuck? Like, what more do you want? You bitch about wanting fucking women who can actually wrestle and shit. And
Yep.
then you get it and like, oh well, she's not a fucking 10 too. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yep.
But yeah, that whole fucking deal sucks.
They basically gave her gimmick, that Harley Quinn gimmick, to Alexa Bliss, which just sucks because I think it fits Ruby Riott better.
Yeah. Eventually Owens gets cut off the fucking rope here. Orton fucking pins Zayn, gets the win. And they did a double team on Orton, and then Nakamura comes out for the save. So next week, is it next week or no, a clash? It's Nakamura and Orton taking on Zayn and Owens. If Zayn and Owens lose, they are fired from WWE. Not only, they can't go to Raw either, they're fired. Why would you put that stip? As a booker, come on. That stip is fucking stupid.
Unless they come back as like masked wrestlers like Dusty or Hogan,
They're not gonna do that, dude. They're
No,
not gonna do
I know.
that. So don't put that stiff on. That's a stupid stiff to do.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if like you go, they're fucking fired from SmackDown. At least, you know, you think, well, I mean, they could lose and then they'll go to Raw. I mean, if you put no from the, I mean, that doesn't make sense to me at all.
Yeah, I don't get it. And
And Nakamura and Orton as a tag team, this is not the first time they've tagged up. I don't get that either.
however, as a tag team, they are the youngest world he WWE heavyweight champion and the youngest IWGP heavyweight champion. That was an interesting stat I saw earlier. That's the only interesting thing about this team.
Oh, and bro, what if Shane McMahon was the ref, bro? He is
Why?
the ref.
How
He's
did
the
they
ref.
take Shane McMahon, who I liked 2 years ago, and have made me go, why is he on TV all the fucking time?
He's the star of the show too, and he's the
Yeah.
star of the. He opens. I think someone had kept track. He's opened the last like fucking 6 weeks of the show or something.
And d the look on Daniel Bryan's face at this point is this like that senior in high school with like summer vacation coming, and you can just see he's so checked out, he doesn't care.
People think that they're building towards him and Shane at SummerSlam, dude. I don't know. People
No.
think that.
Yeah, I've heard WrestleMania too. But I
Or
don't know,
that.
do you think he'll stay around? Like, even if they let him wrestle, do you think he'll stick around, or do you think he wants to go actually have competitive, fun matches in New Japan?
Feel like he wants to, right? I mean, you feel like he definitely wants to get out there and like do cool shit, right? And have creativity and
Yeah.
like work less. He doesn't want to go. I mean, he definitely doesn't want to go on the road full time. So maybe
No.
they'd offer him part time. But I always said, and I still say that the reason he's not there right now probably at least is partially due to they don't want to push him, and they know if he's there, the crowd is going to demand it and hijack the show if you don't do it. I mean, we saw what happened
Yep.
before.
And he's
So
still
if
like
he conveniently is injured and can't work, then it's perfect for them. So,
Exactly. And 'cause then they can push whoever they want. It's like Daniel
yeah.
Bryan is the most over human being they've had in the last decade, and for some reason they just don't want to use him.
Yeah,
They don't want to go with
that's
him.
and that's the thing, dude. To have your business, any business at all, in a position where you can be that fucking stubborn about shit. Where you don't, you know, if you look back in the history of wrestling and tell somebody like they're gonna have this guy who's crazy over and they will refuse to use him just out of stubbornness.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. And
To
then,
push Roman Reigns, a guy who nobody likes, everyone hates, to push him as a face for fucking 2 years or whatever the hell it's
yeah,
been.
Roman Reigns will eventually surpass Hogan's eight consecutive WrestleMania main events. He's gonna do it. This is gonna be number
Yeah.
five, I think, this year, isn't it? Or four.
Yeah, this year when he beats Lesnar after kicking out of the F5. Yeah.
I don't get it. I'm gonna make a prediction right now, though. Nakamura wins the Royal Rumble.
Could
Yep,
be.
we were talking about him, so I figured I'd throw that in there. If any listener out there, write this down. I said he wins the Royal Rumble. If he doesn't, just throw that piece of paper away and don't bring it up.
Don't bring it up. Also, dude, they somehow put Ziggles into the US match. I think, I mean, obviously to take the pin, I imagine.
Yep.
But it makes, I was trying to remember because we cover it every week, but did they do anything to story-wise get Ziggler into this match? I don't think they did. I don't remember it happening. All of a sudden it's like, boom, Ziggler's in the match.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I know that's kind of how it happened because Ziggler's been making fun of it on Twitter. Like, there was like a
They did it
tweet.
on Twitter. That's where they announced it in the middle of the week. Like, oh, by the way, Ziggler's in this match now.
But Ziggler had like a gif where it was just like a guy like sliding in behind two other people and he's like getting into that US title picture. He's pretty
Yeah,
funny on
that's
Twitter.
fucking.
He's another one that just doesn't give a fuck anymore.
I listened to him. He was on ENC Pod this week, and it was actually a pretty good listen. I don't like that guy at all, but yeah, as a dude, he seems like a pretty decent dude.
Yeah, WWE, I think he's peaked at what he can do there. The question is, I don't know what he could do on the indies. Like, I don't see New Japan picking him up.
No, that's the thing
And
we've always talked about. Like, what can he do? I mean, he could kill it on some indies in the US for sure.
definitely, but it's like people are, why does he leave WWE? It's like you get offered basically $300,000 a year. Like, why leave? You know, it takes a guy
Plus,
like Cody Rhodes who actually believes he could go and do something on his name alone, and then he did, and now he makes more money doing less dates. But I mean, that doesn't work out for everybody. I mean, look at Wade Barrett. Have you heard from Wade
look at
Barrett?
Wade Barrett, he or Jack Swagger or Ryback,
Yep, or Damian Sandow.
Damian Sandow,
Yeah, all these guys. Everyone's like, oh,
Darren
you know,
Young.
get out there, man, go make a bunch of money. It's like, no,
Yeah.
Not everybody's Cody Rhodes. As a matter of fact, Cody Rhodes may be like the only guy who can do it the way he's done it.
I think there's some other guys there that could definitely leave and do something, but yeah, you gotta be the right fucking guy. Other thing, we're fucking so packed for time here.
Oh, you're good. We're good.
All right. Well, I don't know what else we had this week. NXT was pretty NXT, as you don't usually watch this. I'll catch you up on what's going on.
I did see the Gargano match, though.
Yeah. Okay, well, they have, since McIntyre's out, they have four singles matches. The winners will have a four-way, and when the winner of that takes on Almas at TakeOver Philadelphia.
I like that. That's good
It's all
long-term
right.
booking. I like that. It's almost
Yeah.
like a tournament, but not quite. I did something similar.
I don't know that I feel like that I'm so into the like four-way at the end because they just do that a lot now, especially with the women and shit. It's always like four of them, but whatever. It's almost like a tournament. It's
Yeah.
kind of cool.
It's like a way to break it up. And I did something similar when we debuted the No Limits title. We had two three-way matches or three three-way matches, and then the winner of those went on to a triple threat. And then the winner of that or got to face and then we had like a side tournament going on as well. So we actually had like two things going on at once where this guy won the tournament and then this guy won like basically the triple threat tournament and now they're facing off. So it was
It's cool.
I like it. And who are the four guys?
Well, the first match was Killian Dane and Trent Seven, which I expected to be really good, but wasn't. Dane went over him pretty quick. Not really anything. It was really surprising. Also, yeah, they said Ono had a mystery opponent, which was Gargano, because Velveteen Dream is injured. I hadn't heard that until
Damn
this. Is
it. I
that.
know. He was just catching fire and then he got hurt, but I don't know what happened to him.
Fucking, I have no idea. Almas comes out for this celebration, and there is just this sweaty, chubby fucking Mark in a SummerSlam t-shirt, and he's screaming at Almas, and he's just covered in sweat, and oh my god, it made me laugh so hard.
Oh, we enjoy a business that a lot of terrible people enjoy.
As I was taking notes, because Selena Vega. Vegas, whatever they're calling her, the former what, Thea Trinidad,
Yeah.
she's with him anyway. She's cutting the promo, and I'm taking the notes like, oh cool, you know, this is cool how they're smart enough to have her do the shit, not him. Nope, they give him the mic, he fucking does this
Oof.
awful, awful. He can barely speak English, so they're forcing it down, you know, same way they do with Nakamura and
I
all this
don't.
shit.
Oh, I don't get it. It's okay. It's okay to have a manager, guys.
If a guy can't talk, don't make him talk. I mean,
Yeah.
what they have that thing too. It's like, if you can't make it within that exact template, then you didn't have it. You know, oh, they
Yeah.
don't have it. This guy doesn't have it.
Well, let's face it, Goldberg never drew a dime, brother.
Yeah, right? Goldberg never said shit.
Yeah, you're next. Or who's next?
Yeah, that's
That's
it.
it. That's pretty much it.
Over as fuck, sold out the goddamn whatever the hell,
Yeah,
Georgia.
Georgia
Gonna
Dome.
be really to, had a match with Bongo McMichael at Starrcade
Oh,
'97. We're
that
gonna
match is
talk
so
about
bad.
tomorrow. But no less, Lars Sullivan. They have this interview with him, which I not a good idea. Anyway, you know the giant genetic freak guy. What?
Can I just say, who the fuck picks these names in NXT? Because they are
I
all
know.
bad.
Yeah, for sure. But Lars Sullivan to me should be like an escaped from a laboratory fucking monster.
Yeah.
And he is sitting there talking to reporters. You know how they do these on NXT? They have like a bunch of people with cell phones hanging out.
Yeah.
And it's funny, and I noticed this week too. They're holding him out, microphone facing them, like holding it up to his
Yeah.
face, you know, so they capture it with the microphone facing away.
God damn it.
Which is nice. But he's talking. I don't know if I've heard him talk before. He has a speech impediment, dude.
Oh, God damn it.
Bad. Bad.
Oh.
He sound. Sounds like Cindy fucking Brady, this guy. Oh my god, he's talking like, oh, my next match, and oh, god damn it. What are you doing? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, it's
Oh
so
my
weird that,
god.
like, maybe the most famous talker in the history of the business had a speech impediment, Denny, but, like, no one else
Yeah.
can do what Dusty did. Like,
Well,
Jack.
he hit the impediment, if you will, but it didn't matter because he was amazing at it.
Yeah.
He was so good that an impediment did not fucking matter.
It almost like helped him, you know? It was like, instead of a pop, maybe give him something, you know? But then you have like
Yeah.
Jack Swagger who can't talk. because his tongue's too big for his goddamn mouth.
Jack Swagger.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like he's the only guy, man. You know, it was funny. Like my chick was getting her hair done one time, and I was like sitting in the car, and she's like, "I don't know, this girl has a speech impediment." I'm like, "So did Dusty fucking Rhodes, man. Doesn't mean you can't cut your fucking hair." Damn it.
She's just trying to make that money, Daddy. Just let her cut your hair. Who gives a shit if she got a lisp? Goddamn, motherfucker.
Exactly. Cole taking on Black next week in this tournament thing. That's super interesting to me.
Yes.
How they're not going to beat Black. I mean, they're crazy if they fucking beat Black.
Yeah, that's one of those situations where Adam wins.
And it's weird to beat Cole, too.
Yeah, I feel like Adam Cole is less protected, though. And he can actually suffer a loss. Where there's like a mystique to Aleister Black right now that if you had him lose to Cole, even if you know what's going to end up happening is Black loses thanks to Red Dragon. Like they're going to interfere and that'll just kill. To me, that kills the mystique of Aleister Black right now.
Oh, dude, they're crazy if they fucking beat him. I don't care how they do it. If you beat him, period, you're crazy.
Yes. But I feel like Adam Cole can sustain a loss here.
What if Cole got a DQ? I mean, you want to move a guy on with a DQ? I'm just interested I mean, the match should be great too, but the booking on it is like, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's one of the few times going into a show where I don't know who the winner is going to be for sure.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, and then in 2 weeks, O'Reilly and Fish take on Sanity for the belts. So
that'll be great.
Should be. They had a Ruby Riott and Sonya Deville match they taped like fucking a couple weeks ago.
I was going to say, Jesus, is that from like 6 months ago?
From after the last NXT pay-per-view, from the first tapings after that. No Holds Barred, for some reason. I don't understand why. I was really excited at first. I thought it was No Holds Barred, but it turns out it was No Holds Barred.
God damn it, Jim.
Not really. Not really is quite as good. But yeah. Deville wins when Riott passes out on a draped over the rope. Rape.
It doesn't matter if these holes are burned or not, brother. I'm going in.
Draped over the rape triangle.
Oh, that's an indie gimmick right there. That's an indie gimmick.
Bait and done for the UK Championship in 2 weeks. Fucking stoked. Last time they had a match, it was fantastic.
Yeah, close to match of the year.
For one of the best ones in WWE. Probably my favorite one. I really liked that.
Yeah, I'd have to think they about had... it. AJ Brock is up there for me. AJ Cena's up there for me. Basically, what I'm saying is AJ's really good at wrestling.
Yeah. This just in, if you didn't know that.
Hey, guys, hot take. AJ's good at this.
Yeah, so it's a real fucking hot take, but it may be controversial. I don't bring that kind of controversy around.
Hey,
here.
You know, I don't mean to sound like a smark or anything, but AJ Styles is pretty good at this wrestling thing. That's a hot take. I should have just done this entire thing as like Skip Bayless. Just nothing but hot takes the whole time. Well, you know, Jim.
Hot take.
Hot, obvious takes, you know. Well, you know, Jim, I really think Bayley struggles on the mic. You know, I don't care what anybody else says. I don't care. I know this is an unpopular opinion. Just that's one way you frame something is like something everybody agrees with, but you call it an unpopular opinion, so it seems like you're going out on a ledge.
Yeah, dude. They have this teaser for a debuting superstar, and it just says somebody in the shadows, and then it says soon, and the O's are spades. This is super funny, right? So the first thing everybody thought it was Spud because it looked like Spud's shadow, kind of, you know.
Yeah, I saw Spud.
And then
it's not him.
Is it? No,
it's not him.
And then it turns out that like people are like, oh, it's actually for Baszler. I love it. Everyone's like, oh, it's this dude. No, it's just this fucking butch, shitty wrestling MMA girl. Oh, cool. She looks like fucking Rocky Dennis from The Mask. This bitch, fuck.
Get hot take, hot take. She's, I don't care what anybody says. I don't care. She's not that attractive.
Hot
I know
take.
It's hot take.
I would not fuck Shayna Baszler.
I'm going to put that out there. I know it's controversial and everyone's going to disagree with me.
Yeah, if you think fucking Ruby Riott's not attractive, good fucking luck with this. Shayna Baszler.
You can
God
tell
damn.
Vince McMahon's not hiring the divas anymore.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. But Ono Gargano, as we said, great match. I thought a hell of a job from, especially from Mauro, but also from Nigel on this.
Hey, hot take here, Jim. I don't care what anybody says. Mauro is very good as a commentator. I don't care. I know it's unpopular in the internet world, but he is very
good. It actually
good.
Kind of is. Some people fucking hate that guy. A lot of people don't like him. And
really?
Don't like his commentary.
I thought he was like universally beloved.
No, some people don't like it. Some of the shit I don't like. Mamma Mia. I don't
like
that
he
either.
Overdoes Mamma Mia. He thinks that's his, by God. but it's not. If
Yeah.
he cut that back, he'd be fine.
It's not your by God. You don't have a by God.
Yeah, just your alliteration is, okay? That's your by God, you know?
Yeah,
And boy,
exactly.
you know, Nigel McGuinness is really good too, and they work really well together.
Does he still call someone's dick the peninsula below the border or something?
I don't know.
Or...
I don't know that it's ever come up in the WWE.
He's talked about that. He's called it that before.
Okay.
Mostly in MMA. Other than this, I mean, I did watch Impact, and I'm not getting to talk about it. I feel like it was for fucking naught. Like, did I just watch Impact without at least getting some run on the show? Goddamn.
Well, here, go ahead. Go ahead, talk about it, and I'll bounce back what I think happens, okay? What I think about it. I do know that Park is a thing, is a law firm.
It's a thing.
And
it is a thing. I called the number.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They leave a number. I called it. You get a voicemail.
I'm honestly surprised.
Impact to the voicemail, so I don't know.
I'm honestly surprised TNA had the foresight to get that number. They didn't just put out like a random number.
Well, yeah, I dropped my chick off to work at like 5:45 this morning, so I came home and I'm eating an Egg McMuffin, watching Impact getting baked out, and I'm like, I'll call that number. I'll bite. And I was just like, yo, this is Jim Vicious from Suplex City Limits, and I just like fucking critiqued the show. So
yeah, All Ego and Abyss, so should be pretty good. I mean, yeah. Abyss, I love Abyss. He's like the nicest dude I've ever met in the wrestling business. So I'm glad he still is around. I don't like the Parks gimmick, but I think this has potential, especially if you're putting him mostly as like, you know, you can use All Ego in this scenario here to kind of.
I
do
know
the work.
It was back in the day and shit that they wanted to bring him in as Abyss, but God, I would still like fucking just even a one-off Abyss match or like a little one run of Abyss.
Yeah, and
Abyss and Wyatt or you know something like that, dude. Like that would be.
You know, he still. You know, I talked to him. He has no regrets for not going to the WWE.
No, I know he doesn't.
He was like, you know, they wanted me to come in and take on Taker, at WrestleMania, but like he realized that that's all they wanted him for. And
if we'll see when his contract comes up because there's a lot of fuckers leaving.
Oh.
When their contracts are done here. Lashley's almost up. There's no way they're re-signing him. There's no way they're going to... They may re-sign Edwards, but I doubt that even.
I would bet money that he can't pass a physical.
Yeah.
His knee and hip is worse than Matt Hardy's.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of his stuff's just hardcore now. Because you don't have to do as much. You don't have to do nearly as much. So.
Yeah.
But he's a great dude, and I enjoyed every second I got to spend with that guy. And and I'm happy that he's getting to do something here with a guy, with a young guy like All Ego Ethan Page.
Yeah.
Which what are they calling him?
I don't even know what they're calling him.
Something Parks.
Yeah, something Parks. Opening match, I thought the best match on the show was the first one, Caleb Conley.
It usually is for TNA.
Defeats Ishimori, who I'd like me some Ishimori.
He's fucking talented.
He's
so is Caleb Conley. But that's like when I do watch TNA, which isn't often, but they always lead with a great match, and then the rest of the show just goes.
Trevor Lee and Conley beat him down afterward. Desmond Xavier comes in for the save, so.
Yeah, not a fan of Trevor
I like
Lee.
Him too. No, I like Desmond Xavier, though.
Haven't seen enough of him.
Yeah. They have a women's three way, which
they
have, like, they have this. It's they're calling it a tournament, but really it was just two three ways, and the winners face off and get. The winner gets the belt, but this was Sienna, Rosemary, and Allie, and it was pretty fucking shitty.
Hot take here, Jim. That's not a tournament. That's not a tournament. Contrary to what the internet's saying, that's not a tournament.
Yeah, Sienna is, from what I gather here, I don't know, you know, I don't have a lot of history with it. I kind of casually watch Impact. I didn't think she was good. I didn't think the Allie girl was good. Rosemary, I do like. She went with the Red Wedding, which is her finish, which I was really baked and on 4 hours of sleep, but it looked to me like a F5.
Yeah.
Ish sort of move.
She's very good.
Yeah, she is good. Ohio versus Everything, which I do like. They cut a heel promo on Canada. And TDT, I did not catch what TDT stands for, but they are these French-Canadian dudes who look like cast members of some kind of gay hipster porno. They've got like beards, plaid shirts, suspenders. It's
what?
Very weird. Yeah. But the Ohio versus Everything beats them down. Then LAX comes out and they fucking beat them down.
Why
Best
is
part
it
about
not
this,
Ohio versus Everyone? Doesn't that make more sense than Everything?
Ah, they're against everything, dude. They're against. you
they are
it.
Not
Give
against.
Me
are they
Give me
against
something.
Puppies?
No, against it.
What?
Yeah, versus
Oh
we're
yeah?
against
Oh
them.
yeah? What about blowjobs from a hot
No.
chick?
Yeah, that's a good question. No. We know
Nobody's
each
a
other. We're against that even.
God damn it.
Conan hits Cat goes to hit Callahan with the kendo stick. Are you like me as an old school fan? Do you find yourself wanting to say Singapore cane?
I
That's
do, I
to me,
do.
that's what I see. I'd say kendo because that's what we say these days, but
Yeah, Vince stole that, but that's a Singapore cane, God damn it.
yeah.
And Sami Callihan's fun. He's everywhere.
He misses and hits the top rope. Part of it shatters and hurls into the crowd, dude.
Oh,
Like
that's
that was
always.
like could have stabbed into some fucking Mark's chest.
God, that scares the shit out of me as a promoter. When the weapons come out, you're like, well, I really hope a fan doesn't get hit.
Oh, how about that one show where you like they were gonna fucking shut you guys? That cop was like ready to fucking shut you guys down. It was like, well,
Yeah.
the motherfuckers are outside of the ring, like broken glass everywhere and
Yeah,
shit, walking around barefoot, bleeding out of the feet.
the hooligans versus the Viking War Party.
Yeah, no, not a good idea. Why did you guys let them like go
Oh,
fucking
dude,
berserk like
that was
that? It
fucking awesome. I don't
was
care.
awesome.
I booked it because I knew that's the type of match they had. And I didn't care that we got banned from the hardwood after that, but because it was worth it,
I
you
thought it
know?
was one of the my favorite things that happened during your era of that company.
Oh, I think that too. That was fucking amazing. Then there was one time Bull Bronson put a trash can on Stephen King's head in a death match, and the trash can went flying into the crowd and hit my 90-year-old grandma.
Oh,
It like grazed her shoulder, and I was like, "Oh my God, they killed my grandma!"
just another day in the wrestling business,
Oh
huh?
yeah.
Matt Sydal and EC3 Grand Championship. This is the dumbest thing in wrestling, this Grand Championship, in my opinion. What do you
It
think of that thing?
really is. It's terrible. I
Sucks
thought
fucking dick,
at
right?
first I was like, this is neat. It's something new, but it's not good.
If you think it's stupid to, on your base, let me tell you about it. This match. First, of course, coming out of two, they're tied. Like every one of them. Anyway, we go into the third, and they run out of time. Goes to the judges. First one, 10-9, fucking Sydal. Second one, 9, 10-9 for fucking EC3. The third judge is Fala Ba. Do you know this guy?
No.
I need a drink. Sorry.
That's okay.
He's like this fucking. He's like Yokozuna. He really is.
Okay.
He's a fat fuck in the same gear with the same hair and the same beard who does the same finish. He's the same thing. Anyway. He judges it. Get this, 10-10.
Jam, hot take. Hot take. This is not a good title. I don't care
Hot
what everybody
take.
says. I don't care what
Hot
everybody
take.
says.
A 10-10 is impossible in every form of combat sport that is judged in the entire history of fucking mankind.
What are you talking about? Every UFC event has a 10-10 tie at least once, you know?
It's 10 and 9 or less in boxing, in fucking everything. God damn it. It just pissed me off because I hated coming in and I hate that they end with that. Like, are you fucking serious? And why is Fala Ba, he wrestles there, mind you. Why is he a fucking judge? This is stupid. They have just like some Japanese guy who he probably is like an engineer on the show, or he probably helps set up the ring. Oh no, the fans set up the ring. He must have some job at the company, but they send him out there in a suit because he's like, oh, he's Japanese. You can go out there and fucking judge these things. That
I don't
sucked.
because TNA, that's why.
Yeah. James Storm and Moose took on Bobby Lashley and Dan Lambert. You're not mishearing me. Dan Lambert was in a tag match from American Top Team. Have you been following this at all?
No. Yeah,
Yeah.
a little bit. Yeah, he's like the coach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't get involved. He escapes fucking violence the whole time.
And
At the end, he tags himself in and steals the pin, pinning fucking James Storm.
he has the charisma of a guy with who has horrible diarrhea at a truck stop. You know, he's
I
terrible.
like him. Dan Lambert?
Yeah.
I thought he cut a really good promo at their last pay-per-view, whatever the fuck that was,
Bound for
Bound for
Glory.
Glory.
I didn't
I
watch
thought he
it,
had a
so.
pretty good promo.
Okay, the few times I've seen him, he seems like your Uncle Dave. Like everyone's got an Uncle Dave. He just reminded me of your Uncle Dave, you know?
Uncle Dave, like who shows up like drunk and gets too drunk and gets kicked
Yep,
out.
exactly. And says inappropriate things to the kind of underage niece
The
and
girls,
yeah.
yeah. Oh, your tits are really starting to fill out,
You
huh? God damn it, Uncle Dave.
know he voted for Trump and you're not a fan of him, but like he's your mom's brother, so you gotta like pretend you respect him. And he loves fishing, like he's just a big fisher. because you know you're
Yeah,
supposed to sit on a boat and drink beer and say racist stuff, and there's no black people on boats.
he teaches the adolescent males how to properly finger blast and shit.
Exactly. He gets too many drinks at him and demands that he gets to shoot off the fireworks, but he always gets
Yeah.
hurt.
So you put your fingers in there, and then you make like a like you're motioning towards her, in and up, dude, in and
Yeah,
up.
like Spider-Man shooting webs, you know? You know what Spider-Man
Exactly.
is? Where did this go? Where are we?
In and up is great advice to any fucking pussy amateur. In case you
Life
are one out
advice.
there listening to
Hot
this
take,
show,
Jim.
which
Hot take.
hot take, a lot of wrestling fans are virgins.
Yep, hot take. Anyways,
Jesus
back to
Christ.
Impact. We gotta wrap this up here soon.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
And yeah, next week is Rosemary and Laurel Van Ness for the belt. They had Mundo and Adonis taking on what was Adonis and the other shithead Eli Drake taking on Mundo and Pete Williams. Pete Williams comes out to the Canadian national anthem. That's stupid.
Yes, it is.
I watched Ring of Honor, but fuck it, we're running out of time, so we're not going to do that.
I was hoping you'd do Mark Tank. I love Mark Tank. I think we got time for it. If you have it ready.
I have a couple. How about I throw a couple at
Let's
you?
do it.
Mark Tank without the intro is just.
A Mark is a guy who would spend his last dime, I don't know,
Bum,
five
bum,
bucks.
bum, bum, bum,
Yep.
bum, 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 bum,
Watch your fucking marks. There, that's your Mark Tank intro.
That's great. This is kind of all over the place on various subjects, but there's some good ones this week.
Lots of
Rick
hot
Rat
takes. Lots of
Nash.
hot takes.
Hot take incoming. Get the hot take warning coming up here. Ratnish Ray, Rye, says, LOL Samoa Joe Lusar, old time attack, supper, start backside. I like Roman Reigns, believe that.
The fuck just happened? Did you have a stroke midway through reading that? Like.
Yeah, Samoa Joe Lusar, all time attack, supper, start backside. ... I like Roman Reigns, believe that.
I think that English is that guy's third language. Like he knows Punjabi and then another language and then English.
As Jack Moses, Samoa is a perpetual looser, a frustrating guy trying to make himself popular, always attacking from behind. You are a failure.
Wow, hot take. The entire island of Samoa are losers.
This is a really good week for Mark Tank. You picked a good week to be here. Prof Thick Bag. His last name is Bag. He says, oh shit. Suumjo, it's one word. Suumjo Cheetar, I don't lick this, I lave Roman.
Hot take. He licks Roman. How many? That's a scandal. Like Roman Reigns is, I think he's a married man out here getting licked by that guy.
Anil Kumar Unraji says, Roman J.I., this team is awesome. I like it, your shield, team shield, so please no broken this time.
Does he not like the broken gimmick?
I think he doesn't want them to break up. I think
No, I got
that's the
it. Yeah.
reason.
Yeah. It's son of a bitch. Where do you find these? Twitter?
Facebook mostly. Let's
Ah.
see. All right. Eddie Kim, WWE sucks. Randy act like John Cena, and a Japanese guy act like Booker T.
How does Nakamura act like Booker T? Hot take, hot take. I gotta get out of the mix for this one. How, like, what does he do? Like, does he think that the dropping down off the rope is like the Spinneroonie?
I
Like,
don't get it.
that one baffles me more than like the broken, like super broken English ones did. Like that one just, I'm befuddled.
Jams here. Jam, his first name the same as the last name. Mojo is a Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner. He's a good wrestler as well. When he teamed up with Ryder, only Mojo fights better, not Ryder. Zack Ryder not helping him as Mojo Rawley wants.
What? That's like, I know all of that made sense, but it still somehow didn't. Like, it was coherent, yet it made no sense.
Yeah.
Mojo Rawley, hot take there, Jim. Mojo Rawley is a pretty good wrestler.
Yeah. See. This is great. Sandy Parker Kasore talking about Roman Reigns. He don't, according to the locker room scandal, he's talking about how he doesn't like Ambrose and Seth Rollins. I know what's going to happen before it's on TV. He and Dean going to break up S.H.I.E.L.D. He don't like Ambrose.
All right. Wait, this,
yeah, they don't like each other.
I thought Roman and Dean liked each other. Like, they're always, like, riding together. That's weird.
I don't know. And the last one I got for you this week. Harshwardhan Sharma. The S.H.I.E.L.D. is best. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hell of a name, pal.
He must work at NXT.
We sign this guy? Get him signed. The S.H.I.E.L.D. is best. Roman most powerful. Seth Rollins most talented wrestler. And Dean Ambrose a lunatic fridge.
Lunatic fridge.
Lunatic fridge. I'm a fridge.
That is amazing. But I do like that. Like, Roman's strong. Goddamn, Seth Rollins can wrestle. Dean's a crazy fridge.
That's it's hell of a gimmick.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a lunatic fridge.
God damn it, pal. We can wheel him down inside a fridge. He'll come out. He'll come jumping out of the fridge, only he'll be dressed as a fridge. Love it.
So before we get out real quick, just kind of do some shit. Shout out to the Federation, Tyler. Hit him up at the Federation. Tell him to feel better. He'll be back next week. He is done from the show. I've got a new co-host. Welcome, Jared. No.
I killed that Canadian son of a bitch. It was me, Tyler. I made you sick.
If you're looking for more wrestling podcasts, we have to shout out the Federation. Check that out. Tyler and his brother. Go back and watch all kinds of old pay-per-views. The great Strap name. Podcast.
The Federation is just a great name for a podcast. Sorry, derail you.
No, good. The Strap. Our friends over there, Wrestling Soup, Shooting the Shiznit, the Sat Pod. Those are all great wrestling podcasts and worth your time.
The Strap Podcast. Do not be confused by its other one. There's one called the Strap On Podcast. Don't do what I did and download the wrong one, guys.
Yeah, totally different show.
I spent like 7 episodes before I realized this had nothing to do with wrestling. I was so confused.
Wait, this has nothing to do with wrestling. So you can also get a shout out on the show by retweeting our pinned episode at Suplex City Limit on Twitter, helping spread the word. So shout outs to Spanish Announce Pod, Steve Burnside, B Swing 22, Kickass Keith Martin, Johnny Utah, Viva La JD. He's from Australia. He's gonna have something to say to you. Caleb Morganfield.
Is he from the great country of Australia?
He is from the great country of Australia.
Oh, it's so good there. I've heard it's amazing. I want to go there one day. You know, I feel like Australia is like another planet, though. Like, everyone, they have like crazy animals that will kill anything and everyone. And you have to get like an entire day just to get there. Like, I don't think, you know what? I'm going to put this out there. Hot take, Jim. Australia doesn't actually exist.
it's not. If you go on the flat earth to try to get there, you'd fall off before you got to Australia.
Yep. It's fake. It's fake news.
Caleb Morganfield, check out his band Red Shores, the Cinebud Podcast, Geeks, Marks, Nerds, Conor Worlds, Tremaine Lastly, of course you, yeah, you're on here. Thanks,
Yay.
Buddy.
Yay!
He's so divine, Mr. Lance Levine from Shooting the Shiznit Podcast. I'm going to Jackson, well-kept and unclean podcast, Christian and Damon, Jeremy Foltz, AC Patty, Chris Savage, EMZT Productions, Arturo Hernandez, Mikey C. Redfeld, Could Have Happened, Jay Orduna, and Dustin Gangle, last but not least. Thank you guys very much for helping us out and supporting the show.
Bunch of fucking marks.
It. Yeah, but Jesus. I think that's it. I don't know when this will come out. Hopefully soon. And when does the pay-per-view take two? When are we dropping that?
I believe Monday.
Oh, is that the anniversary of the thing, or that's when we're gonna drop it?
Yeah, either this Monday or next Monday. I can't remember. Doesn't matter. We're recording tomorrow, but more importantly, Jim, we're out of time.
We've gotta go. Get all the dick and pussy you want. You know? Be excellent to one another. Bye. Thank you.
Dude, I totally miss you. I really fucking miss you. I'm all alone, all the time, all the time. Dude, I totally miss you. The things we did together. Where have you gone? Totally miss the honesty in special times and honestly. I totally miss the fucked up things you do. Dude, I totally miss you. I totally miss you. Dude, I totally miss you all the time. Honesty in special times, and honestly, I totally miss the fucked up things you do. Dude, I totally miss you. I totally miss you. Dude, I totally miss you all the time.